Hi, Emma here. Paul on Audio Boo. That is totally the wrong way around, isn't it? Oh, go on, I'll leave it there. Error, warts and all. I'm just listening to a boo by Phil Sorrell, Daylight Gambler, on Audio Boo. That's the right way around. Talking about is if then this, then that feed to send notifications for pushover. And on the one hand, this is a little test to see for him, to see if he'll get his notification. But I had an instant idea in that what you could do is, so I'm like Phil, I don't publish any of my audio boos to Twitter. However, what you could do is use if this then that to scan your published boos for a specific keyword, hashtag, what have you, and if that appears, you could then have that published to Twitter. I'm thinking this now, and I've suddenly remembered that they changed if this then that, and it may no longer have the Twitter trigger. We'll just double check that now. We are live editing the channels on if this then that. Post a tweet, yes, action, post a tweet. So you'd have an RSS feed listening to your boos that you've published, a specific hashtag or a specific keyword would fire. If this then this could listen for that, and then that would publish to Twitter. And you could even, and we can't, you can only set up one Twitter feed per if this and that account. But in theory, you could have just a specific Twitter account for this if you don't want it appearing in your Twitter feed at all. And the way that would work then is if you publish someone that mentioned someone else at all one word, which is a terrible example, as I just listened to his audio boo saying that he's got a different username, it would send a Twitter, and that would appear in people's Twitter mentions. And there you go. It's an idea, and I will leave Phil to implement it, because he's good like that.